Blog Talk Radio.
Balasu ayo.
Saluma Diae. Yava Luma Siago. Sobo Aluma Diae. Atibon lek bakrele kata uloa. Kata uloa ki mache wawelo.
Yava Luma Siago.
Thank you. Avant d'un cahier. Papa les bas planté hippoto. Planté hippoto. Si bon les bas planté hippoto. Planté hippoto. Papa les bas planté hippoto. Planté hippoto. Papa les bas planté hippoto. Planté hippoto. Papa les bas planté hippoto. Planté hippoto, va parler quoi planté hippoto, 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 planté hippoto, va parler quoi planté hippoto. Planté hippoto, va parler, va planté hippoto, planté hippoto, dis bon les va planté hippoto, ou planté hippoto, va parler, va planté hippoto, ou planté hippoto, va parler, va planté hippoto, ou planté hippoto, va parler, va planté hippoto, ou planté hippoto.
Papa logo malagouje metan bomo apre devizo kati jwa pa bagay sa yo chanye
Papa logo malagouje metan bomo.
Papa le comme à la douille.
Hi, Bobo, divine, all blessed. Peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. And let me interject, particularly for those of you who believe, espouse, prophetize God and God's consciousness. For what could bruise a God? Who could make a God emotional? Who could make a God lower himself to a self that a God would not otherwise possess? A self-created, omnipotent being. Beyond all illusions, beyond all our premise of what is reality, is God and the divine mysteries of the universe. It's above politics, above your governments, above your religions. It's above your disagreements. It's above your setbacks and your roadblocks and your unwillingness to open yourself to inner standing. Inner standing predicated on the destruction of someone else is not inner standing. Inner standing based on anger is not inner standing. Inner standing based on lust is not inner standing. Inner standing based on any form of carnality is not inner standing. And we are now entering a time, a space, a place in the universe, in the cosmos. The earth is small in the universe, in the cosmos. Just as our individual petty stuff is small in the face of the grandness of divine consciousness, divine universe, divine reality, divine existence, if you will. Everything has a time, has a season. We have patience. We forgive. We rebuild. We move forward. But we are entering a very different time. And if you listen to me, I talked about it yesterday. This is like karma on speed, if you will. What you say is what you believe. It's crystallizing your demonstration, and it is your reality right now. Right now. Any concerns you might have about the past, any attachments that you might have, to the future are being crystallized and actualized and internalized right now. We don't ever look at the process in terms of the steps. We look at the finish line or we get stuck in the past. But we don't look at the process. We are the process. We're in the midst of the process already. These cosmic universal shifts don't just happen. that reverberate and vibrate throughout creation. Just like your thoughts, just like your attitude, just like your projection. And all the facades and the mask and the ability to hide is being torn down in this dispensation. It already is. When we look at it on a carnal level, we're seeing people being exposed on the internet. Politicians, big men, small men, religious men, spiritual men, entertaining men, athletic men, everyone, there's no more illusion of secrecy, anonymity. What's hidden will come to the light. We are now in that dispensation. Indeed, at every level, this is just the beginning, but at every level, this will mean the end for many of you. This will be the end of the world because some of you will not make the change, will not give up the ghost, will not go consciously into the future. And that's not new. It happens every change of dispensation, every time. And people die. You know, whether it's some pandemic, epidemic, war, you know, all the other things that go under the radar now, psychological, suicidal, murderous, people are just disappearing off the planet. And you're so numb to it. It's in all the media. It's in all the conversation. It's at church. It's at the Walmart. It's on the milk carton. Each tragedy, each event, each spiritual enlightenment, each growth spurt of evolution then takes you to the next level. You're then into the next level. From nothing from the past had that same effect anymore. It's just like they say about drugs. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but you know, you need more and you need more and you need more to get that same fix. And that is mirrored, as are many things in biology, in psychology, in science, in botany, you know, mirrored back to us in consciousness. The macrocosm mirrors the microcosm. It is professed in every religious science and tradition. Everyone. They have a different language, of course. But that message, and it requires you doing your homework. Yes, and it's a lot of homework. But that message is mirrored in every tradition. That we need only open our eyes to see God. We need only look inward to know the heart and the mind of God. But we are in a dimension full of pollution. And some of you, some of you, even the righteous, even the conscious, who think you got it together, who think you understand, who think you standing on something, and you're still operating in the realms of carnality, hate, ego, attack, counterattack, pettiness, distraction. These things are distraction. And when you run out of arguments, when you run out of BS to throw around, to put on camera, to, you know, do on your show, then you fall back on the tried and true demons of your oppressor. And then you use that to propel yourself and say you're standing on some platform of righteousness. All of that is coming down now. All of that is coming down. It's coming down around you, within you, whether you are ready or not. It's the season. It's the season. And it's a season that I humbly submit myself to, humbly look forward to, because all I can see right now is the blessing, because I know cleansing. If you've ever truly been cleansed, you know what cleansing is, and you have no fear of that. Some of you are operating in fear, and fear has many kinds of faces, many types of faces. But many of you are operating in the realm of fear, and to the spiritually aware, to the third eye open consciousness, you are butt naked to the world in your weakness, in your depravity, in your need. We live in a time of information. We live in a time of ego. We live in a time of autonomy. And you can no longer bring information, bring knowledge, bring wisdom, and just have people purely and honestly embrace that. We're too sick. We're too off balance. We're too busy looking for the demons, looking for the ghosts, looking for the trick, looking for the conspiracy, looking for the off-ramp, looking for the shortcut. And too many of us, 5% or say 95%, are not willing to do the work, are not willing to go through the fire, are not willing to walk through the portal of polluted consciousness. Because it means you're going to have to give up some stuff. It means you're going to have to purge. It means you're going to have to sacrifice. It means you're going to have to confront the fact that some of your stuff is BS. Political, religious, racial, all of that stuff. BS. It doesn't now mean, okay, well, I can't figure it out, so ain't none of it good. That's that put butt scapegoat stuff that some of y'all are doing now. Also, because you live in a quote unquote world of freedom, even in your bitching, complaining, and sobbing, you live in a world that allows you to do that, and to do it publicly. And to do it to the expense of other people, to just dump your load on anyone's cyber lawn, if not literal lawn, and you feel it's your right. You feel it's okay. And I'm not going to now argue that it's not okay. Do what you like. But know that we are now moving into another season. Another season. A neighbor and I were joking the other day about, even in 2013, even now, even in our community, quote unquote our community, whatever that really is, and have people still, when it comes to voodoo, when it comes to hoodoo, when it comes to obia, when it comes to ifa, when it comes to santeria, when it comes to lokomi, still operating in the fears of the 17th, 18th century. Just your understanding or your lack thereof is so way out the box, so way out the box. That's unbelievable. And the conversation brought us to the understanding of duality and interdimensional reality, which I have talked about on this show, talked about until some of y'all went to sleep on me. You weren't ready for that. Now you have to be ready for that, whether you like it or not. And the science is going to back it up. The reality is going to back it up. Our ever-waking existence is going to back up what I've been trying to tell you and what other teachers have been trying to tell you and other prophets have been trying to tell you and other spiritual leaders in earnest have been trying to tell you about what we really are, what really matters once you understand what you really are and how that affects all of creation. We first have to deprogram you from that ill understanding that you are separate from something, from me, from the woman, from the gay, from the Republican, from the Christian, from the atheist. You are separate from nobody here. You are part of the totality that is creation. And everything that you are is a part of the totality that is creation. I know that's too deep for some of you. I don't care anymore, okay? There are others who totally are plugged in. And we cannot spin our wheels anymore with the folks who are just wanting to play a game. For some of you, this is just a game. Your whole role here is to disrupt, is to bring imbalance, is to bring uncertainty, is to bring fear, is to break people's confidence, is to break people's will, is to make people totally submissive to you. And I've said since show number one, I don't need codependence. Don't need them. As clients, as friends, don't need them. We're on a journey, a divine, cosmic journey for which we have not given due respect because of all this other stuff that we got going on Mother Earth. And we are now moving into a time, into a season, into a dispensation where karma is almost going to be instantaneous. But it's really an illusion of instantaneous karma because, as I said before, it's already been laid down. We've demonstrated what we believe. We've demonstrated what we think. We've already demonstrated what kind of respect we have, what kind of commitment we have, what kind of belief systems we have. We've already done it. We've already shown Mother Earth what we really think. You know, yeah, we got this new wave, this new trend, this new fashion, and we do things in a very public and a very visual and a very performance-oriented, marketing-oriented way. But the reality is you do what you do, and you get what you got. Right now, that is not to discourage change. It's looking at the level of destiny. It's your destiny to make change. So you're going to do the change. You're already in the process. I'm preaching to the choir when it comes to you. But then there's so many who want to know why. Well, this ain't happening and that ain't happening, but you want to do it your way. You want the shortcut. You want to do it the oppressor's way. And I get that. It's not a judgment. I get that. But if you don't get that, I can't help you. No one is going to be able to force that kind of change on you. And that's why we are steering collectively, we are steering our society in the direction that we are right now. Many of y'all want to see anarchy, want to see things fall apart. Now, that's not to say that your wanting is going to be the best thing for you, because the reality is many of you who are wanting are totally unprepared for what you're mixing up in that pot. Totally unprepared. Many of you are practicing that kitchen hoodoo, creating and recreating your reality. It's working. It's not working the way your ego would like to see it work, but it is absolutely working. And the results are, the manifestation is right there with you right now. And some of you are mad. Hear me say it. Be mad. But damn, get off the pot. Do something about your situation and stop blaming everybody else. Many of you are chasing made-up demons. Now listen to what I'm saying. We live in a universal duality. Interdimensional dualities. I am both saying and not saying what you think I'm saying right now. Some of you are chasing made-up demons. Now, you armchair revolutionaries that only see things from a political perspective, and, you know, if it's derogatory, it must be true. You know, you hear me saying that, you know, someone has created you some false gods and y'all are chasing after it, just got you twisted. And you're right. But I'm also saying, you all have created some demons, some battles, some adversaries that never existed. But they now exist and are operating back to us through the spirit realm because your will created them. And so now we got to deal with that stuff too. Now we got to deal with your stuff too. We still think that what we do, our journey, our experience, our mistakes, it's just me and mine. And it's not me and mine. Your pollution becomes my pollution. Your misunderstanding becomes my misunderstanding. Because when you raise your children to fear and misrecognize who I am, and then have them walk up on me the way they're walking up on other folks right now throughout our society, would not be a good thing. Because I'm preparing for that. That's the thing about being aware of what your reality is. Because if it's truly your reality, if it's truly your belief, excuse me, whatever the story, whatever the conspiracy theory, why aren't you preparing for that? A lot of y'all are doing a lot of talking and you haven't prepared for anything that you're talking about. And part of the reason for that is that action, that doing, then forces you to break down the details and you realize you're not standing on anything. And in many cases, you all are operating under mind control. People are talking about, well, what's going to be the old dude for 13? What's the read? What's the bone say? It's not going to be one thing. I'm going to give y'all a list of things throughout the course of the next few days. So let's look at it this way. The first thing was karma is now. Karma is now. It's going to actually give you that perception, because we're in a multi-dimensional reality. We're dealing with perceptions. We're dealing with mind states, a whole lot of stuff. So even if you can understand the basics of that, you understand that we are dealing in a multi-perceptive universe. Everybody don't see everything the same. But karma is now, so you're going to have the perception, almost in some cases, that what you say is going to happen instantly. But it's really already going to be, it's going to be the residual, the radiation of something you've already created. But that window is open now, that space. Some of the Mayan prophecy talked about opening the alignment of all the planets and this opening, if you will, in cosmic space that may very well be able to facilitate our actually having that first real, tangible, worldwide, global encounter with some life force outside of our own. But that's a whole nother show. But from a metaphysical perspective, what people will know, you'll wake up and have an understanding that you didn't have the day before. It'll be instantaneous. Some of you are going to a meditation with a crystal and you're going to come out with a library of stuff you didn't have before. It's the season for that. Some of your beliefs are going to be shattered instantly. Instantly. With proof, with fact, with experience, with spiritual revelation, but instantly shattered. And you're going to have to move forward in it. You know, there won't be any more, well, you know, I thought I heard and I had this experience and, you know, but we all kind of kept it on the hush. You know, we're moving into a completely different time now. Technology is way ahead of that. Way ahead of the media, way ahead of the news, way ahead of gossip. We're in a whole nother dimension now. People understand. And it's so obvious to those who are already there. Your eye is open. Some of you are just beginning to open, and okay, you're seeing hints of some stuff that's starting to line up for you. And then others are just business as usual. And you all really are the most dangerous to society right now, because you're creating and recreating a reality that you don't even accept. But you're so deep in it, it's becoming the reality of everybody. And we're going to have to deal with you. Whether it's the next serial killer, whether it's, you know, the next terrorist of whatever religion, ethnicity, race, nationality that might be, internal, external, you know, a whole lot of politics with that word. But we are moving into a whole other thing. The bees tried to tell us, the frogs tried to tell us, the disappearing of species, you know, all the oil spilled. That wasn't enough for many of you. Fat, mean, and greasy for many of you. So naturally, nature would have to speak louder. God would have to speak louder. Spirit would have to speak louder. Our children are in pain, and so they speak louder by doing violent things. And we mourn for a day, and we pick up and go on like business as usual. This is going on with the health, that's going on with the health. You know, you take your medication for a month, and then you pick up like business as usual. Which will be fine if you remove more to the next level, but too many of us are going right back to the old stuff. You're an expert in the old stuff. That old stuff is, you know, you talk about antique. I assure you, you won't find a lot of antique televisions and radios and cell phones. We're in a whole other dispensation. That stuff is being melted down, put in the landfills, carried off. Because we're moving ahead at light speed. in everything. And our body, our physical body, our spiritual body, our electromagnetic body, all of the various bodies that we have, which are unified in this one illusion of a vessel, are all being affected on every level. So we have to affect everything on every level. What we eat, what we drink, how we live, how we act, how we treat our neighbor, how we treat each other. Many of you are operating right now in huge cities with millions of people, and you can count five people right now you can call on in an emergency. And we've seen some emergencies. We've seen some disasters. Hurricane Katrina, 9/11. I don't care how you think they were created and recreated and all that stuff. We went through them as a collective of humanity. And if that didn't affect you and how you live and how you operate in some way, we're not going to be able to reach everybody. And some of you are using that as an excuse not to grow. Well, the reality is that those of us who get it have got to pick up, got to commit time, have got to commit time and energy to, and move it forward. We don't have a choice. I remember 5 years ago, Queen Mother and I, Naima Shikaman and I, Sister Tony, were talking about this, and we talked about visions that we had had of large populations of the U.S. having to walk to another country, whether that be Canada, whether that be Mexico, but having to walk out of here. And we were trying to make sense of not only the prophecy itself, but the details of it. What would really have to happen that many people would literally be walking? And this is around the same time that we then discovered Octavia Butler's Parable of the Sower. You have got to read that book. She's moved on and made her transition now, but you've got to read Parable of the Sower, Octavia Butler, because a very similar scenario is set up in her book about large populations. I mean large, hundreds of thousands happen to walk up out of here, happen to relocate on foot. No planes, no trains, no buses, no cars, gasoline, you know, maybe a bike. But the value of a bike under that scenario increases exponentially. We saw that in Hurricane Katrina. I know some people who were mugged for their bicycles during Hurricane Katrina because there was no other way to get around town. There was no way to be mobile. If you didn't have a car, if you didn't have access to gas, even if you had money, where were you going to buy gas at? There was no gas. There was no power to pump any gas. So those technologies became obsolete instantly, became unnecessary instantly under certain scenarios. And because of our resistance to change, under all kinds of stressors and warnings and pressures, what lies ahead for us is major. Major. If we're going to survive, the wake-up call would have to be major on a global scale for us to move forward. So, yes, if you're not actualizing, mobilizing, unifying, edifying, right now, yourself, your peers, your community, you may very well already be in trouble. Millions of you are living in huge cities, LA and Chicago and New York, and you don't know five of your neighbors. no power. New York, you might have some understanding now. God bless you of what I'm talking about. With just a day or two with no power, no heat, no gas, no resources, no one's prepared for anything. You know, we're real slick at how we come back after the fact and sort of validate information. And I saw a program on the internet the other day about the growth spurt in people actually growing food now in New York City on some of these buildings, on terraces and boxes and containers. And that's going to be the new wave of 13. You can put that on your list. People learning how to grow. People learning how to grow. Because all it's going to take is an event that shuts Walmart down, that shuts the 18-wheelers down. And there's been too many documentaries. I don't even have to go into many. Too many documentaries, too many programs have already talked about how easy an event like that could happen here. But for the most part, wholesale, y'all don't care. It's a juicy Facebook topic, but y'all don't care. It's evident in your behaviors. It's evident in your attitude. You're too busy arguing over what your next door neighbor's religion is to even consider food, resources, survival after an event. You're too busy trying to figure out if your neighbors across the street are gay or not to be concerned about who has access to what when you need it under one of these earth-changing, life-changing events, which we've gotten too many wake-up calls for. The tsunami, if that didn't wake you up, job would have to hit you on the head. Oludamare would have to, what? Set the world on fire? What? Have an alien craft the size of New York fall out the sky? What would it take? Considering all we've already seen, all we've already been through, and many of you are doing the exact same stuff. Many of you could not walk to Mexico if you had to do that. Many of you could not walk to the next city over if you really had to do that. Your health ain't right. Your knees ain't right. Your back ain't right. Your mind ain't right. We're talking about walking. Forget carrying something, pushing something, carting something for yourself and your children and your family. Y'all trying to hold on to pets. Didn't you all see the hell people went through during Katrina with just the story of the pets? Now listen, I'm not advocating for or against pets. But man, you're talking about a responsibility greater than adding a child to your family. And many of you are willing to do that wholesale. Some of y'all foolishly gave pets for Christmas gifts to people. That's a great deal of responsibility when our government is not even sure folks are going to get food stamps next month or next year or next decade. And it's almost like we see these events, we hear of these events, and we think it's going to happen somewhere else to somebody else. Oh, well, they'll find a way, and we continue to do what we do. Walmart lot is full. Walgreens lot is full. Shopping malls are full. Y'all are doing the – folks talking about the movie. What? What? I mean, come on. And y'all gone out. We ain't talking about a movie that's out on DVD. We're not talking about a movie that's on cable, that's on the internet. We're talking about folks that got up and went to the theaters and are now writing blogs and, you know, and giving their 2 cents, their opinion, and it's this, and it's political, and it's racial, and it's that, and dude, there are towns that don't have police department, that don't have fire department. There are towns prepared to encamp you when things get tough. There are people who are prepared to imprison you when things get tough. Why? Because they know no one is prepared, and many of you are going to lose your mind. You can't handle the most simplest thing. You call them a psychic and a voodoo priest about the most simplest of things. And then I spend 2 hours, 3 hours giving a show about something that, you know, some of you claim you're going to sleep on because you just don't believe. So it comes to a point that we have to look at ourselves. I told you, I'm not the enabler. I'm not the codependent. I can't continue to feed that which is not in line with what we all need to be in line with right now. And that is building community, building sacred spaces where we will need to come together with not only our spiritual resources, but our physical resources under certain predestined, already guaranteed to happen events that are lined up for us right ahead. And we've got to get serious about who we are as recharging light beings, regaining God consciousness in a turbulent time when people are hell-bent on confusing you, not preparing you, not readying you, not helping to stabilize you, but just to confuse you. The only motivation every day is to get your goat. And in the meantime, there are populations of people, for various reasons, preparing for what is inevitable should be laying ahead for us. This is a powerful time. This is a divine, all-blessed time. This is a positive time. Change is always a positive thing, but this is not going to be good for some people. Only because you refuse to make the change. I will be forward with more of the Divine Prince, the Power Lunch Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio momentarily, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe. Thank you. for those of us who have made the shift, who are in the making of the shift, who are already actualizing this consciousness, the year that lies ahead for us is going to be a powerful and prosperous one. There will be new avenues for income, new avenues for exposing gifts and talents to a greater audience by way of some of the newer technologies that are now upon us, but also because there will be a more receptive ear to the change based on actual events that will continue to take place in our society, in our culture, that will sort of force the hand, if you will, of many who are still trying to hold on to the old power structure, to the old way of viewing the world and society. So this is not a time to fear, if you will. If there's any anxiety around this time, again, I think it has to do with being unprepared and being unable to prepare and being unwilling to prepare for that which is inevitable. It's like living in Chicago and not expecting it to ever snow. It's like living in New Orleans and not expecting there to ever be a hurricane. It's like living in L.A. and not expecting there to ever be an earthquake. But we are operating at that level of denial in masse all around the world as these events, some negative, some positive, continue to happen. And people still don't make the shift. People still don't adjust consciousness. People still don't look at their own behaviors. People still aren't willing to go within. People still aren't willing to do the homework. And where they are willing, only to the minimalist commitment and responsibility. The blessings are upon us. Let's not make any mistake about it. Any level of discomfort, of pain, is tied to the ego. And we've got to move forward. Many of the things that we battle, as I said earlier in the show, are self-created. Are imaginary, are illusionary. This fiscal cliff thing is an illusion. Were it truly urgent, all of us would be operating differently right now. All of us. It's just a conversation. It's just a combative, ugly Jerry Springer-like conversation like many of you are having every single day through social media, claiming you discuss it and build a consciousness. And you're building nothing but foolishness and building yourself right out of requalifying for existence and relevance as we continue to move forward. I will be back with more of the Power Lunch. All is truly a blessing.
Ofenan yo non feya anano ofeye. Ofenan yo nanu bueno wedie.
Ofenan yo non feya anano ofeye.
Ofenan yo nanu
we no
we die. Ofenan yo no feya nanu ofeye. Ofenan yo nanu we no we die.
Ofenan yo no feya anu
yo no feya ananu ofeye ofena yo nanu wenu wedie
ofena yo no feya ananu ofeye ofena yo nanu wenu wedie
ogagara nanu fae emiso nanu cheboa emiso ajina pret legbe sonu nanu cheboa
ogagara nanu fae emiso nanu cheboa
emiso ajina preti legbe sonu nanu cheboa
ogagara nanu fae emiso nanu cheboa
Emiso ajina preti elegbe sonu nanu cheboa.
Ohagara nanu fae, emiso nanu cheboa.
Emiso ajina preti elegbe sonu nanu cheboa.
Ohagara nanu fae, emiso nanu cheboa.
Emiso ajina preti elegbe sonu nanu cheboa.
Ohagara nanu fae.
Ero nanu we nanu e.
Emiso enu.
Ero nanu we nanu e.
Emiso enu.
Ero nanu we nanu e.
Emiso enu.
Ekelesi.
Emiso enu.
Ekelesi.
Emiso enu.
Ero nanu we nanu e.
Emiso enu.
Ero nanu we nanu e.
Emiso enu.
Ekelesi.
Emiso enu.
Ekelesi.
Emiso enu.
Ekelesi.
Emiso enu.
Ero nanu we nanu e.
Emiso enu.
Ero nanu we nanu e. Emiawe burukusa we,
nana sa we.
Emiawe aboyosa we,
nana sa we.
Obirikaya burukusa we,
nana sa we.
Obirikaya aboyosa we,
nana sa we.
Emiawe burukusa we,
nana sa we.
Emiawe aboyosa we,
nana sa we.
Obirikaya burukusa
Nana,
yo.
Nana, wele, 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 n
some of you may recall I've been speaking on the weather and changes in the society that will be directly affected by weather. Water. Too much water, not enough water. Heat. Too much heat, not enough heat. And even some new and more unexpected things that we may not have thought about in previous history. This is the year for that level of change. The numbers are already bearing out truth to this in terms of the housing market and the choices, decisions, and moves that people are making right now in terms of where they want to live, to either get away from, you know, almost guaranteed calamities, or to relocate in terms of where they can best apply and utilize resources. One of the reasons I moved here to New Orleans was the availability of food that grows everywhere and gets spread further every time we have some kind of crazy storm here. But the presence of bananas and dates and oranges and grapefruits and all the mangoes and papaya and kumquat, misbelieves and all the fruit that grows here, the blackberries, the raspberries, the grapes. And I'm not just talking about well-tilled, well-cared-for. I'm talking about just on the block, just walking around town. So that makes the cultivated fruits just that much more appealing and succulent and entertaining and attractive and all that other stuff. The environment here makes you want to grow. Even now, New Year's Eve, I have a pot of mint that's just beginning to regrow again in the middle of our New Orleans winter. So I'm grateful to be here. You know, I have aloe vera, unlike any aloe vera I've ever had anywhere here, in a pot, you know, that I don't have to do a whole lot for because it loves this environment. So on the list is the move south. And many are making that move. Many are making that move, let me tell you. The calls that I get, the requests that I get, the questions that I get, those who come down and have their readings done, a great deal of the time they are not traveling from Chicago, traveling from Atlanta just to have a reading. But the reading is often a part of their returning to Africa, if you will. And many of us will not make the journey physically to Africa. Finances, whatever other issue. For us, the closest we can be is right here. And we're going to do a whole show on earth change and tectonic plate shifting and how, you know, Florida and Cuba and the Atlantic coast were once attached to the west coast of Africa. And we've talked on the show before about the bringing of fruits and herbs and plants, even till this day, from West Africa that flourish here in the south. The African water lily that my godmother brought me from Nigeria, that the hippopotamus dine on. Beautiful plant, green with little tiny delicate purple blooms, but tasty and robust. You know, you get tired of spinach. You know, you want some variety. And our variety is being killed off and allowed to kill off because we don't care. You know, we want to go to the market and pick up some BS in a bag with salmonella in it. When I could grow cabbage and you could grow spinach and she could grow arugula, we could share. I have more baby's breath right now than I know what to do with. It's popping up wild all through my yard. baby's breath. The little white plants that we use, not only in magic, but many of you get in your bouquet from your commercial florist with your roses and your green leaves, and there's always the presence of those white baby's breath that you're paying $40 a bouquet for that are growing wild down here. They're in my yard everywhere right now. It's just the season for baby's breath. They're everywhere here right now. They're in some of my pictures that I've taken in the last few days with crystals, minerals, and stone to sort of, you know, wink, wink, look what's going on here, you guys. Banana groves surround me here. So we've got to begin to put our beliefs, our thoughts, our ideals into action. And some of you are going to have to move. And some of you are not going to go willingly. And these mortgages are going to continue to collapse. The housing market is going to continue to make changes and adjustments. And many people are going to be forced to have to relocate from where they are. Many are going to be forced by the weather. Some of you, you know, after what New York just went through, you're not trying to do that again. Not in New York. Okay. I know for me, after spending a year homelessness in Chicago after 9/11, that was it for me. That was enough for me. I miss Chicago, love Chicago, but I don't regret the change in me, in my life, in my religious practice, in my spiritual practice, in my social world, in my grassroots world. You know, I don't regret making the spiritual changes that have to be made. But when we talk about Mayan prophecies and 2012 and all the disastrous stuff, the undercurrent of truth there is that many of you need extreme circumstances before you're going to get up and make the change. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you are not going to quit smoking until you have a stroke. Some of you are not going to quit eating fast food and meat and BS, you know, until you have some wicked diagnosis. And then you all start come running to the root doctor. And I oblige you. I welcome you. But, man, it would be so much easier for all of us to just do what we need to do right now. Before the calamity, before the tragedy, make those inroads, build those relationships. Right now, before you have to go figuring out who can I depend on when I need somebody to depend on. Many of you are now trying to operate in voodoo, hoodoo, ifa, santeria, lakomi, pelo meombe, pelo monte, by yourself. That's not even real, beloved. It's not possible. Not possible to operate in these traditions by yourself. It's not possible. Not legitimately. Not authentically. And get the type of result-oriented response that I stand on, that I have experienced, and that I now offer to my clients and to my customers. And some of you even still are not going to receive. I know, I deal with it every day. It's the very nature of the industry that I'm in, particularly when you talk about an industry where people can leave public comments and ratings and this happened, this didn't happen, you know. But if your third eye is open and your spiritual ears are open and you're paying attention, people know what's real. What's real is not as hard to figure out as some of the conspiracy theorists would have you to believe. Finding the truth, finding understanding is not as complicated as many would have you to believe. The issue is too many of us are not willing to do the work. Too many of us would rather someone else did the homework, someone else did the investigative reporting, someone else cuts to the fat meat of what the real deal is for us, and then make that decision for us, and then tell us how to apply it for us, and how to live it for us. And the reality is that's not compatible with being a God. We come together in these spaces, sacred spaces, as gods and goddesses. And then when we're asked to step up to the responsibility of that, we get to hemming and hawing. We get to finding excuses. We got all kinds of excuses for not doing what we know we really need to do for ourselves, for each other, for our community, for our children. As we near let us be crystal clear in our understanding. Let us be crystal clear in our motivation, in our intention, in our purpose. The more grounded and authentic we are to that end, the less roadblocks, the less detours, the less struggles, no matter what happens, the less negative effort we will have to put forward as we move forward in time and space, as we move forward in consciousness, as we move forward in awareness, as we move forward in science, as we move forward in information, as we move forward genetically, chemically, at the DNA level, at the cellular level, as we continue to return to pure light, body, and consciousness, let us be crystal clear in everything that we do, everything that we say, knowing and understanding that this is the direct demonstration of our belief, and that that will be the direct manifestation of our understanding. Please do continue to join me here at High Noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo, New Orleans, Voodoo Secrets and Recipes with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central. Until next time, remember that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Olisha, sakamwe la pendele. Olisha, na go sakamwe la pendom da kuye.
Olisha, sakamwe la pendele.
Olisha, na go sakamwe la pendom da kuye.
Oh,
yeah.
to work hard to get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can't climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, who lives with love in a perfect harmony. It might take some time, protect us from our enemies, Mother skies and far seas. Shall be the shield on my right hand, my head I watch over me. So you know that I will always be looking in my sea. There is no shortcut to this road,
I'm not going to be able to do it.